This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Local news is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The fired head of the University of Wisconsin system says he won't fight his removal, but he still doesn't know why it happened. Jay Rothman told WISN 12's Upfront program that he accepts that the Board of Regents had the right to let him go, but says no one ever explained their decision to him. Rothman says he chose to be fired rather than resign because he didn't want to, in his words, basically live a lie. Republican lawmakers are calling the move a partisan attack and are now threatening to block the governor's appointments to the Board of Regents. Governor Tony Evers has signed dozens of bills into law, touching everything from child safety online to housing veterans benefits and election procedures. Among the more notable measures, the state will spend $400,000 to fight internet crimes against children and create four new positions at the Department of Justice to pursue those cases. Another bill makes it easier for victims of sexual extortion to sue their attackers in civil court, even if no criminal charges were filed. And for the first time, Wisconsin schools will be required to teach students about adoption as part of health education. And mail delays in Wisconsin have gotten bad enough that a U.S. senator is now stepping in. Tammy Baldwin sent a letter this week urging the nation's top postal official to fix staffing shortages and delivery problems. The issues are particularly at the Oak Creek Processing Center, where packages have been known to sit untouched for weeks. A new federal watchdog report found people usually aren't notified when delays hit their area. And with a tax deadline and election approaching, Baldwin says the Postal Service needs to act fast. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Badgers hockey today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team in Las Vegas to face off against North Dakota in the Frozen Four. Wisconsin has not lost since March 11th when they fell to Ohio State 7-1 in the Big Ten tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers head coach Mike Hastings.
I think the guys have done a phenomenal job at staying balanced here over the last couple of weeks. This mindset I haven't seen change from when we were embarrassed at home against Ohio State, and we learned a very valuable lesson. And so the guys, I think, took that, learned from it, and have turned the page, and they're doing the same thing this week.
NBA, the Bucks lost last night to the Pistons 137-111. One bright spot, the Bucks' Jericho Sims with 11 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, his first career triple-double, Doc Rivers.
That was good for Jericho. I mean, in a rough season and a rough night, you know, we're playing the best team in the East off a back-to-back with guys out. I thought our guys did well.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We will see a little sunshine off and on here today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high right around 46 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 24 for a low tomorrow. Mostly sunny and a little warmer with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.